Lewy body dementia is a progressive brain condition that gradually worsens over time. It is the second most common type of dementia after Alzheimer's disease, accounting for around 10 to 15% of all dementia cases in the UK and worldwide. The condition gets its name from tiny, abnormal clumps of protein called Lewy bodies that build up inside brain cells. These clumps disrupt normal brain function, affecting chemicals that help with thinking, movement, behavior, and sleep. This creates a complicated mix of symptoms that can make Lewy body tricky to diagnose and manage. Lewy body often overlaps with Parkinson's disease. Many people develop movement problems similar to Parkinson's, and sometimes with Alzheimer's, leading to a blend of symptoms that vary from person to person and even from day to day. This section of Dementia Hub offers a clear and detailed look at Lewy body dementia. We cover the main symptoms people experience, how common it is and who it affects, practical ways to cope day to day, current medications available through the NHS or privately, and exciting new treatments being researched as of late 2025. We draw on reliable medical studies, real-life insights from those affected, and the latest developments to give a balanced, easy-to-follow overview. Lewy body dementia is often under-recognized or misdiagnosed because its symptoms can look like other conditions, such as Alzheimer's or Parkinson's, especially early on. Many people go months or years without the correct diagnosis, which can delay helpful support and treatment. Raising awareness is important so families and doctors spot the signs sooner. Typical early clues include vivid visual hallucinations, seeing things that aren't there, like animals or people, fluctuating alertness, being sharp one moment and confused the next, problems with movement, stiffness, slow walking, or tremors, and disturbed sleep, particularly acting out dreams, sometimes vigorously. Memory issues tend to appear later than in Alzheimer's. By understanding Lewy body dementia better, we can improve care, reduce unnecessary distress, and help people live as well as possible for longer. Ongoing research into better diagnostics, symptom management, and potential disease-slowing therapies brings cautious hope for the future. Whether you're a family member, carer, or someone newly diagnosed, knowing more about Lewy body empowers you to seek the right help and make informed choices. What is Lewy body dementia? Lewy body dementia encompasses two related diagnoses, dementia with Lewy bodies, DLB, and Parkinson's disease dementia, PDD. Both are caused by the accumulation of alpha-synuclein protein aggregates, known as Lewy bodies, which disrupt brain function by impairing neuronal communication and causing cell death. Lewy body is distinguished from Alzheimer's by its unique symptom profile, which includes cognitive fluctuations, visual hallucinations, Parkinsonism, and REM sleep behavior disorder, RBD. Named after Friedrich H. Lewy, who discovered these protein deposits in 1912 while working in Alois Alzheimer's laboratory, Lewy body dementia was recognized as a distinct entity in the late 20th century. Its complexity arises from overlapping features with Alzheimer's and Parkinson's disease, often leading to misdiagnosis. Lewy body dementia's impact is profound, affecting not only patients but also caregivers due to its multifaceted symptoms and lack of a cure. As of 2025, research into Lewy body is accelerating, driven by improved diagnostic criteria and a growing recognition of its public health significance. This overview traces the disease's characteristics, prevalence, management strategies, and therapeutic landscape. Symptoms of Lewy body dementia. Lewy body dementia shows a wide range of symptoms that can appear at different times and vary in how severe they are from person to person. This variety often makes it hard for doctors to spot the condition early on, as symptoms can look like other illnesses such as Alzheimer's or Parkinson's. The main symptoms are described in the 2017 Diagnostic Guidelines from Experts in Dementia with Lewy Bodies, one of the two forms of Lewy body. These core features help doctors make a more accurate diagnosis. Cognitive fluctuations, one of the most distinctive signs is unpredictable ups and downs in attention and alertness. People might have good days when they seem almost normal and bad days when they appear very confused or drowsy. These changes can happen suddenly, even within the same day, lasting minutes or hours. It affects the ability to concentrate, plan, or solve problems more than memory in the early stages. Family members often notice the person staring blankly, seeming switched off, or struggling to follow conversations, only to become clearer later. Visual hallucinations: up to 80% of people with dementia with Lewy bodies experience repeated, clear visual hallucinations, often starting early in the condition. These are not vague shadows but detailed images of people, children, animals, or objects that aren't really there. Many find them upsetting at first, but some get used to them or even find them harmless. Unlike hallucinations in some other conditions, people with Lewy body often realize, at least part of the time, that what they're seeing isn't real. Parkinsonism: movement problems similar to Parkinson's disease are common, including slowness of movement, bradykinesia, stiff muscles, rigidity, tremors, usually less shaky than in Parkinson's, and balance issues that raise the risk of falls. Walking may become shuffling or frozen. In Parkinson's disease dementia, the other form of Lewy body, these movement symptoms appear first, with thinking problems coming at least a year later. REM sleep behavior disorder, RBD. This is a striking feature where people physically act out their dreams, shouting, punching, kicking, or even falling out of bed. This is due to the normal muscle paralysis during dream sleep not happening. Dreams are often vivid and frightening, involving being chased or attacked. RBD can start years or even decades before other symptoms, and it's one of the strongest early warning signs of Lewy body. Many partners learn to protect themselves or use bed rails for safety. These symptoms overlap and fluctuate, making daily life unpredictable. Early recognition helps avoid medications that can worsen things and opens access to tailored support, improving quality of life for those affected and their families. Supportive indicators: autonomic dysfunction, the body's automatic systems, like blood pressure control or digestion, often go wrong, causing dizziness on standing, orthostatic hypertension, constipation, urinary problems, incontinence or urgency, sweating changes, or sexual difficulties. These reflect damage to the nervous system regulating organs. Neuropsychiatric symptoms: up to 60% or more experience depression, anxiety, lack of motivation, apathy, or false beliefs, delusions, like thinking someone is stealing from them. These add emotional strain for everyone. Sensitivity to antipsychotics: around 30 to 50% of people with Lewy bodies have severe reactions to common antipsychotic medicines used for hallucinations or agitation. Reactions can include worsened stiffness, confusion, drowsiness, or a dangerous condition called neuroleptic malignant syndrome, high fever, muscle breakdown, potentially life-threatening. Doctors avoid these drugs if possible or use very cautious alternatives. The key difference between the two forms of Lewy body is timing. Dementia with Lewy bodies is diagnosed when thinking or behavior symptoms appear before or at the same time as movement issues. Parkinson's disease dementia is when clear Parkinson's motor symptoms have been present for at least a year before dementia signs emerge. Symptoms generally worsen gradually, with average survival after diagnosis 5 to 8 years, but can range from 2 to 20 years depending on age, health, and care. Early recognition helps tailor safer management and support. Lewy body statistics: Lewy body accounts for 10 to 15% of dementia cases, making it the second or third most common form after Alzheimer's disease and vascular dementia. Estimates suggest over 1.4 million people in the United States and approximately 100,000 in the UK live with Lewy body dementia, with global prevalence likely exceeding 10 million when including undiagnosed cases are factored in. The disease primarily affects individuals aged 50 and older, and unlike other forms of dementia, there is a slight male predominance. Underdiagnosis is a significant issue, with up to 50% of cases missed or misdiagnosed as Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, or psychiatric disorders due to symptom overlap and lack of widely available biomarkers. A 2017 study by Professor Clive Ballard estimated that 60,000 UK cases may go unrecognized. The aging global population is expected to drive Lewy body prevalence higher, with projections aligning with dementia's overall rise to 152 million cases by 2050, per the World Health Organization. Risk factors. Lewy body dementia develops mainly from the buildup of abnormal protein clumps called Lewy bodies in the brain. These are made mostly of a protein called alpha-synuclein, which forms sticky aggregates in areas like the outer brain layer, cortex, parts handling emotions and memory, limbic system, and the lower brain stem. This buildup disrupts important brain chemicals, acetylcholine, key for memory and learning, and dopamine, vital for movement and mood, causing brain cells to miscommunicate, become inflamed, and eventually die. Unlike Alzheimer's disease, where the main problems come from amyloid plaques and tau tangles, Lewy body often shows overlap with Alzheimer's pathology. Studies show that up to 80% of people with Lewy body also have some amyloid plaques or tau changes, which can make diagnosis trickier and symptoms more mixed. This combination explains why Lewy body shares features with both Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. Most cases of Lewy body dementia happen without a clear family link, sporadic, but several risk factors increase the chances. Age, the biggest risk by far, is getting older. Lewy body rarely starts before 50, but the likelihood rises sharply after that. Prevalence is low for under 65s, part of young onset dementia, but jumps in the over 75 age range, with many diagnoses in the 70s to 80s. As people live longer, more cases appear, with age alone driving most of the increase seen worldwide. Genetics, while inherited forms are rare, less than 10%, certain gene variations raise risk significantly. The APOE4 variant, also big in Alzheimer's, increases chances 2 to 3 times or more. Mutations or variants in GBA, linked to Gaucher disease, are common risks, boosting odds several fold and often leading to earlier, more severe symptoms. SNCA gene changes, encoding alpha-synuclein itself, can cause overproduction or misfolding of the protein. Other genes like TMEM175 and BIN1 also play roles. Having a close relative with Lewy body or Parkinson slightly raises risk, but it's not strongly hereditary for most. Having Parkinson's disease, a major risk is already having Parkinson's. Up to 50% of people with Parkinson's develop dementia over time, called Parkinson's disease dementia, one form of Lewy body dementia. The longer someone lives with Parkinson's, the higher the chance. Environmental and lifestyle factors, evidence is growing but not conclusive for some exposures. Pesticides, like paraquat or rotenon, show links in studies of farmers or rural areas, possibly triggering protein misfolding, similar to Parkinson's risks. Head injuries, traumatic brain injury, especially repeated like in contact sports, may contribute by damaging brain cells and starting inflammation. Recent 2025 research highlights air pollution, fine particles PM2.5 from traffic, industry, or wildfires as a potential trigger, accelerating Lewy body formation in vulnerable people. Other possible avenues include certain industrial chemicals or infections, but more studies are needed. Protective factors like higher education, coffee drinking, or Mediterranean diets appear in some research as lowering risk. The mix of age, genes, health conditions, like diabetes or high blood pressure, and environment likely interacts to start Lewy body in most cases. Better diagnostics and awareness are helping spot risks earlier, guiding prevention advice like healthy lifestyles to potentially delay onset. Coping strategies. Lewy body dementia is a progressive condition that affects thinking, movement, behavior, and mood. Managing it effectively involves a holistic approach that tackles the physical, cognitive, and emotional difficulties it brings. While there are no treatments yet that can stop or reverse the disease, non-pharmacological strategies, approaches without medication, play a vital role. These can significantly improve day-to-day life for both the person with Lewy body and their family or carers. They are often recommended as the first line of support because they are safe and focus on quality of life. Safe at home. A calm, familiar, and well-lit home can help reduce confusion, hallucinations, and the risk of falls, common issues in Lewy body dementia. Keep the environment bright during the day with good natural or artificial lighting to minimize shadows that might cause misperceptions. Remove potential trip hazards, such as loose rugs, clutter, or trailing wires. Install grab bars in bathrooms and hallways, and consider non-slip flooring or handrails on stairs. Use clear labels or signs on cupboards and doors if needed to help with orientation. These simple changes can make the home feel more secure and reduce anxiety for everyone. Consistent daily routines. People with Lewy body often experience fluctuations in their alertness and thinking. Predictable routines can help stabilize these ups and downs. Stick to regular times for waking up, meals, activities, and going to bed. Encourage gentle exercise or outings during the person's better times of day. Limit daytime napping if it interferes with nighttime sleep. Avoid alcohol and caffeine in the evenings, and promote relaxing wind-down activities like listening to calm music. Good sleep is especially important, as disturbed sleep, including vivid dreams or acting them out, is common in Lewy body. Therapies and activities. Several types of therapy can support different aspects of Lewy body dementia without relying on medication. Cognitive stimulation therapy, CST. This involves fun, group-based activities, such as discussions on themes like food, current events, or music, designed to keep the mind active. It's evidence-based and can help maintain thinking skills, communication, and enjoyment. Sessions are usually run in small groups by trained facilitators. Physical and occupational therapy. These focus on improving balance, strength, and mobility to reduce falls and maintain independence in daily tasks like dressing or eating. Speech and language therapy. Helpful for swallowing problems, which increase choking risk or difficulties with speaking clearly. Counseling and support groups. Emotional and behavioral changes can be challenging. Talking therapies or groups provide a space to share experiences and coping strategies. In the UK, organisations like the Alzheimer Society and the Lewy Body Society offer excellent resources, helplines, and local support groups tailored to Lewy body dementia. Staying socially connected. Isolation can often worsen symptoms and increase low mood levels, so keeping up social ties is key. Memory cafes, also called dementia cafes, these are relaxed, welcoming drop-in sessions in community venues where people with dementia and their carers can chat over tea, enjoy activities, and meet others in similar situations. Many are run by charities like the Alzheimer's Society. Search locally to find one near you. Here at Dementia Hub, we can help you find these. Gentle social activities, such as singing groups, art sessions, or short walks. Regular video calls with family and friends, which proved especially valuable during periods of restriction like the COVID-19 lockdowns. Supporting carers. Carers of people with Lewy body often face high levels of stress due to the condition's unpredictable nature, from sudden changes in alertness to hallucinations or movement issues. Respite care, short breaks where professional carers step in, allowing time to recharge. Mental support, counseling or carer-specific support groups to discuss challenges and share tips. Advance care planning, early discussions about future wishes, including legal matters like power of attorney, ensure the person's preferences are respected as the condition progresses. These supports are crucial, as carer well-being directly affects the quality of care provided. Overall, these non-drug strategies aim to maximize independence, reduce distress, and enhance quality of life for as long as possible. Always consult a healthcare professional, such as a GP or specialist dementia team, to tailor approaches to individual needs. If you're in the UK, contact the Alzheimer's Society Helpline or the Lewy Body Society for personalized advice and local services. Current treatments and management. Lewy body dementia, which includes dementia with Lewy bodies and Parkinson's disease dementia, has no cure and no treatments that can stop or slow its progression. However, several medicines can help manage symptoms such as cognitive problems, hallucinations, movement issues, sleep disturbances, depression, and anxiety. There are presently no drugs specifically licensed for Lewy body in the UK, so most are used off-label, meaning they're approved for other conditions but prescribed based on evidence for Lewy body. People with Lewy body are often very sensitive to certain medicines, especially traditional antipsychotics, which can cause severe reactions and even increase the risk of death. Always discuss options with a specialist, such as a GP, psychiatrist, neurologist, or old-age psychiatrist, experienced in Lewy body dementia, and start with the lowest possible dose while monitoring closely. Medicines for cognitive symptoms, alertness, and hallucinations. These are often the first-line treatments recommended by NICE, National Institute for Health and Care Excellence, guidelines in the UK. Cholinesterase inhibitors, these work by boosting levels of acetylcholine, a chemical messenger in the brain that's often low in Lewy body. They can help improve thinking, memory, alertness, and reduce hallucinations or delusions. Common options include Donepal, Aricept, Rivastigmine, Exelon, Galantamine, Reminal. Evidence from systematic reviews and meta-analyses shows these drugs provide modest benefits for cognition and behavioral symptoms in many people with Lewy body. For example, studies suggest improvements in around 60 to 70% of patients, with particular help for hallucinations. Rivastigmine has strong evidence from older trials, including a key 2000 study in The Lancet, and Donepal is also widely used. Possible side effects include nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, loss of appetite, muscle cramps, or worsened tremor. These often settle over time or can be managed by adjusting the dose or switching drugs. Memantine, Ibixa. This drug works differently by regulating glutamate, another brain chemical. It's often used for moderate to severe Lewy body dementia, especially if cholinesterase inhibitors aren't tolerated or aren't enough. It may help with cognition, daily functioning, and overall symptoms, though the evidence is mixed and benefits are usually small. An ongoing large UK-led trial called Cobalt, launched around 2022 to 2024 and still recruiting as of late 2025, is testing whether adding memantine to a cholinesterase inhibitor provides extra benefits for people with dementia with Lewy bodies or Parkinson's dementia disease. Side effects are usually mild, such as dizziness, headache, or constipation. Medicines for movement, Parkinsonism, symptoms. Lewy body often causes stiffness, slowness, and tremor similar to Parkinson's disease. Levodopa, often combined with carbidopa, e.g., Cymet or cocaridopa, this can improve mobility and stiffness in some people. Response rates vary from about 30 to 70%, sometimes better in Parkinson's dementia disease than dementia with Lewy bodies. Start with low doses and increase slowly, as higher doses can worsen hallucinations or confusion in around 30% of cases. Close monitoring by a specialist is essential. Treatments for REM sleep behavior disorder, RBD. RBD causes people to act out vivid dreams, sometimes violently, which is very common in Lewy body. Melatonin, often tried first, it's a natural hormone that helps regulate sleep and has fewer side effects. Clonazepam, a low dose can be effective but may cause drowsiness, confusion, or falls, so it's used cautiously. Antidepressants for low mood or anxiety. Depression and anxiety affect up to 60% of people with SSRIs, selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, such as sertraline or citalopram, usually the safest choice to help mood without worsening movement symptoms too much. Avoid older antidepressants like tricyclics if possible, as they can cause side effects. Managing severe hallucinations or delusions, psychosis. Psychotic symptoms are common, but antipsychotics must be used with extreme caution in Lewy body due to high sensitivity. Traditional antipsychotics, e.g., haloperidol, are dangerous and should be avoided. They can cause severe rigidity, sedation, and significantly increase mortality risk. Safer options, if absolutely needed and under specialist supervision, include quetiapine or clozapine. Low doses may help severe symptoms. Pimavanserin, Nuplazid, is approved in the US for psychosis in Parkinson's disease and shows promise in Lewy body based on trials, including subgroup analyses from the Harmony study. However, it is not yet approved or widely available in the UK but is sometimes used. Always try non-drug approaches first, like reassuring routines or environmental changes, for mild symptoms. These medicines aim to ease symptoms and improve quality of life, but responses vary from person to person. Regular reviews with your healthcare team are important to check benefits versus side effects. In the UK, contact the Lewy Body Society or Alzheimer's Society for tailored advice, helplines, and local support. Your GP or specialist can refer you to memory services or neurology teams for personalized plans. Research is ongoing, with new trials exploring better options. Ask about participating if interested. Ongoing research and clinical trials. Scientists are making good progress with new ideas that have been and are being tested in global clinical trials. In addition to possible benefits, these studies also check if drugs or other methods are safe and helpful. Research is taking place in the UK and worldwide, offering hope for better ways to slow down or treat Lewy body dementia. Recent trials with results. Several studies have finished or shared findings recently, bringing encouraging news for managing Lewy body symptoms. The Ruin DLB trial tested a drug called neflamapimod from ServoMed. This mid-stage study included people with mild to moderate Lewy body dementia. An improved pill version led to higher levels of the drug in the blood during an extension phase lasting up to 32 weeks. This brought better thinking skills, improved daily tasks, and halved the number of falls in some groups. No new safety problems arose. Full results shared in September 2025 were strongest in those without mixed Alzheimer's changes. The SHIMMER trial examined CT1812, also known as zervimesine, from Cognition Therapeutics. This mid-stage study involved 120 people with mild to moderate Lewy body and finished in late 2024. It was found that those on the drug had slower worsening of thinking, behavior, and movement compared to a placebo dummy pill, and it was also found to reduce symptoms like anxiety by 86% whilst helping maintain movement skills. By December 2025, access was expanded for more patients, confirming it was generally safe. The Harmony trial looked at pimavanserin for hallucinations and false beliefs in Lewy body. Already approved for similar issues in Parkinson's, analysis in 2025 showed it lowered the chance of symptoms returning and was safe, without harming movement or thinking. It worked well for Parkinson's disease dementia, which is closely related to Lewy body. A cough medicine called Ambroxol was tested in Parkinson's disease dementia, but the results released in August 2025 showed whilst it was safe, but there was no clear benefit in relation to thinking skills. These trials focus on drugs that tackle brain inflammation, protein clumps, or chemical signals, delivering some helpful improvements in symptoms. Ongoing trials. Many studies are still recruiting participants or collecting data, with a focus on better diagnosis and treatments. In the UK, the COBALT trial is testing whether adding memantine, an Alzheimer's drug, to usual treatments improves overall health in Lewy body or Parkinson's disease dementia. It aims to recruit 300 people over 55 across the UK and Australia. Early hints suggest it might help daily life and thinking. Another UK project, started in January 2025, uses focused ultrasound, sound waves, to boost brain chemicals and improve thinking. Funded by the UK Focused Ultrasound Foundation and Race Against Dementia, it involves 30 people with Lewy body at sites in Oxford and University College London. The Enlist UK study, run by King's College London, is a three-year project collecting blood samples, scans, and tests from 177 people to find early signs of Lewy body, comparing it with Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. Recruitment finished in September 2024, but analysis is ongoing across UK sites. In Europe, the ANED trial is testing Ambroxol in early Lewy body and is in mid-stage study in Norway and other countries checks for safety and the effects on thinking and symptoms. Worldwide, other trials are tracking early protein problems that lead to Lewy body dementia or looking at links to air pollution and using sleep trackers for early detection. Future trials. From 2026 onwards, larger studies are planned based on these recent successes. Servomed plans to start a large final stage trial for neflamapimod in 2026, after discussions with regulators. If successful, it could become the first drug to slow Lewy body. Cognition Therapeutics is preparing further tests for CT1812, possibly a large final stage trial, following the positive SHIMMER results. More Ambroxol trials are lined up for related brain conditions, which may include Lewy body. In the UK, a University College London study, running until July 2026, will test an anti-sickness drug for hallucinations in Lewy body. In the US, Banner Sun Health announced a new Lewy body treatment study in September 2025, set to begin soon. Reports predict increased funding and more trials up to 2034, targeting protein clearance and better markers. A 2025 project has created standard ways to measure results in Lewy body dementia trials, making future studies easier to compare. Organizations like the Lewy Body Society in the UK and the LBDA in the US can help you find and join trials. If you or a loved one has Lewy body dementia, speak to your doctor about taking part. It helps advance science. Overall, these efforts highlight a growing focus on what is often called the forgotten dementia. With improved tools like scans and AI, breakthroughs could arrive soon in 2026 and beyond. Challenges and conclusions. The future of managing Lewy body dementia looks promising in several key areas. Improved diagnostics, advances in biomarker development and AI-driven imaging could lead to earlier and more accurate detection. Disease-modifying therapies, ongoing trials targeting alpha-synuclein clearance or brain inflammation are essential for slowing progression. Personalized medicine, genetic profiling and risk scores may help tailor treatments to individual patients. Policy and advocacy, efforts such as those in the NHS long-term plan focus on boosting diagnosis rates, while advocacy groups campaign for improved support and services. Lewy body dementia remains a significant challenge, with its complex symptoms, high rates of misdiagnosis, and no curative treatments yet available. It is the second most common form of dementia after Alzheimer's, affecting a substantial number of people worldwide and placing a heavy burden on families and healthcare systems. Current approaches focus on symptom management using medicines like cholinesterase inhibitors, alongside non-drug strategies to enhance quality of life. Emerging clinical trials, including the COBALT study and research into drugs like Ambroxol, neflamapimod, and CT1812, provide real hope for more effective treatments in the coming years. With continued research and awareness, better outcomes for those living with Lewy body dementia are within reach.